The head coach of the Vermilion Sailors, Brett Colahan, nice enough to stop by and pay us a visit. And Brett, hold that mic up there close and tell us a little bit about what's going on with Vermilion football this year.
Well, thanks for having me, guys. Really appreciate it getting the season kicked off here again. Vermilion football, we're going to be young. We're a young team right now. We have no seniors on our team. Most of the seniors decided football is not for them this year. But we have some real eager kids. They're eager to learn. They want to get better. They're giving us everything they can right now in 2 days.
So, Coach, how do you approach that with a young team? I mean, you have to coach what you coach, which is the game of football. But how do you coach it differently when you don't have a senior?
Well, that's a great question, and that's what we in the coach's office talk about all the time. We got to change because we got a veteran staff, and we got to change what we're used to. We're used to having guys coming up, and they're coming up through the ranks. They know what they're supposed to do. So not only are we coaching them how to play football, but we're coaching them how to be leaders.
Right.
They don't have I mean, we were blessed to have 13 great seniors last year, and they knew what was to be done, and they took care of business. Now we got to find these other guys who are peers of each other that got to step up a little bit and say, hey, you're doing something the wrong way. You got to do that right. In terms of age, it's a little easier for a senior to do that than just a junior to look at a junior and say, and get the same amount of respect. So it's a learning curve, to say the least, right now.
So who is stepping up? Who are some guys that you go, wow, they've opened our eyes as a staff?
Right now, well, we voted for our captains today. And the team spoke volumes in terms of who. Drake Shaw, he played 10 games for us last year. So he's voted one of our captains. Uriah Rhodes. Aiden Smith, who was out with a back injury last year, but he was there cheering guys on. He's back, and he's stepping up as well. And then sophomore Ben Reaney was voted as a captain for the team. So
leadership qualities are there.
Leadership qualities are there. It's a matter of using them in the right situation, trying to get everybody going in the right direction with it.
Coach, when you're that young, do you scale back what you would normally do? Do you say, we got to take a look at the offense, and we're just gonna maybe leave a little bit of this out till this group matures a little bit, or do you try and bring them all through the whole kit and caboodle at once?
We got to scale back. Because we got some other guys that just haven't played before, decided to come out, and so we got to teach them terminology and everything. So we are scaling things back to a point. And then there's some of the times where we look, and there'll be a couple guys that were there last year that'll click and say, oh yeah, we could have done this. I'm like, all right, now once we get that base going, we'll start elevating and accelerating a little bit. But right now, yeah, we're scaled back, trying to be as base as possible to just get them. So, you know, we use the phrase paralysis by analysis. They're thinking too much and they're not being aggressive. So everything's scaled back so they can know everything they're going and go at it 100%.
Coach, when you get to the end of this with so many young kids, what does a successful season look like for you?
That's what we're talking to the kids. Success, you know, from the outside world, everybody thinks success is wins and losses. We got to redefine what success is for us. Are we going to get better each week? Are we improving each practice? And that's hard to do, especially in this day and age with social media and everybody's instant, you know, ESPN, you're seeing bottom line, who's winning, who's losing. And that's going to be one of our other challenges is, are we being successful? It might not show on a scoreboard, but did we compete? Are we putting the other team in a position where they're like, dang it, you know, we got to prepare for them. And as we told the kids, I can't predict wins and losses for you guys. If I was doing that, dude, we hit the lottery, we'd be all set.
Right.
So we're telling them they got to make a redefinition of success. And each individual person, and then we're going to come together probably next weekend as a group and get our goals of what success is going to be for us for this year. And, again, that's going to be a challenge.
Again, we're talking with Brett Colahan, head coach of the Vermilion Sailors. Vermilion, I've been saying all night long, season kicks off Friday, August 30th. You actually open on a Thursday.
Yes, we do. We were scrambling for game one and game two in the preseason, so we picked up Clearview for week two, and then we're looking around and we found Toledo Bowser, and we said, okay, let's go. And that's just a one-year deal. We will pick up a nice contract with Mark Greta.
Oh, okay.
After that, but they're like, you know, we'll play you guys, and We're all right. At the time, we're like, okay, this would be a nice little challenge for us. They called us back up and said, hey, by the way, you guys don't mind being, I think it's whatever Toledo Sports Time Ohio is, one of their kickoff classic. And we'll be on cable and everything on Thursday. I'm like, hey, why not? Start off with a bang.
Jump into the fire.
Yeah, right.
So, Brett, we've asked a few coaches this, scrimmages and just kind of getting a feel for what you have as a young football team. And I'm sure you're going to say, well, the scrimmages have showed us we're very inexperienced and young. But where have you also seen perhaps an area or two where your eyes have opened up like, wow, okay, they're kind of catching on to what we're trying to teach them here?
When we watch film, we scrimmaged EC last Friday, and it was, well, EC is a good football team this year.
Right.
But what we saw in film, and we talked to the kids, is it doesn't matter what the score was. Look what you did. Was it all the opponent, or was it something you did in your technique that made that play successful or unsuccessful? And the successful plays, which we had some, which kind of opened our eyes like, okay, we can start being a little more advanced in what we want to do offensively. Defensively, we got to get game speed. And that's where these next couple scrimmages are going to help us out. The look we get in practice, and God bless them, they're giving us everything they can. It's just not the same thing as game speed when you see the other teams. So the last week's film was a huge learning tool for the kids to see. And we're going to scrimmage with Oberlin this Friday.
Okay.
And then Margretta is our preview next Friday. So we're real eager just to get some other helmets to go against to see the speed.
Before we let you go, I do want to touch on something as far as your life personally, because you and your family have been so upfront and so public about your daughter's battle with cancer. And I want to just compliment you and your family how courageous and how incredible it has been to follow this story. I'm going to get a little emotional here, but hats off to you and your family and friends that have really brought this story to the forefront, but also displayed the courage and the unbelievable bravery your daughter has had. It's incredible, Brett. It really is.
I appreciate it. Thank you. She has a great support system out there. It's really been humbling through this whole journey of all the support she's getting, not just from Vermillion, which has been amazing, but even just other communities, just from her playing volleyball and stuff. And the story. I just left. They were in a scrimmage. And so my oldest daughter's graduated. So I had two daughters playing at one time. Now she's playing. She was playing in a scrimmage. And my third daughter is with her. So I still got two daughters playing. So it was really, really cool just to see. I mean, her determination. If I could package the amount of strength she has and sell it, and get everybody involved, it would be amazing.
It's an amazing story. And it's how social media has now impacted our lives. And, you know, I don't know you that well, but I've gotten to know you. I don't know your daughter, but to just follow this story and her incredible bravery and strength and, as you said, determination, it's just amazing. And so I did want to say something to you tonight about that, because it's been empowering to me. It really has, to see a young teenage girl fight this battle. The way she's fighting.
And that's a crazy thing, and she doesn't realize it yet, because she'll get notes from people. You're an inspiration to me. Oh. Thank you for, you know, and she's like, let's just go. She doesn't focus on it. She's like, okay, I got volleyball to get ready for. And it's amazing her thought process in terms of, okay, this is a bump in the road. We're getting through this, and I got things to do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just awesome. So I wanted to share that with you, and obviously wishing you and the family the very, very best. My thoughts are with you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Good seeing you, Brett. Thank
you. Brett. Good luck to you.